Washington. President Trump has delayed by a month 25% tariffs on all imports from Canada and Mexico that were covered by an existing trade agreement. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is in Toronto, and he says Canadian officials are losing patience with the president.
There have been free trade agreements between the U.S. and Canada in place since the late 1980s. Many may remember NAFTA. More recently, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada free trade agreement that was negotiated in part by President Trump. They're sick of being pushed around, and they're not quite sure what it is the president wants done by early April to call off this trade war entirely.
The Labor Department releases its monthly jobs report this morning, a preview from CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
At the beginning of the year, economists were projecting that the labor market would slow down this year to maybe 150,000 jobs per month. But with the tariff situation escalating and many companies sitting on their plans to hire, there is a concern that we could start to see the labor market deteriorate.
Many analysts expect the report will show steady job growth in February. Veterans groups are struggling to get more information on proposed VA job cuts and the services that could be affected. The American Legion's Cole Lyle.
We've had a really hard time trying to figure out what these direct impacts are because all of these changes are happening so fast.
The Pentagon has marked tens of thousands of images and online posts for elimination in a purge of what it considers DEI content. So far, 26,000 images have been flagged and most have already been deleted. The number of targeted photos and posts could eventually be four times higher. March 7th, today, marks the 60th anniversary of one of the most shameful days in the nation's history. It was called Bloody Sunday.
Demonstrators were confronted by troopers. But they did not and were set upon by Alabama state troopers and others who beat them bloody. John Lewis, chair of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, suffered a skull fracture. 2 weeks later, a crowd of thousands led by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. marched across that bridge. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Brad Sigmund is set to become the first person in South Carolina history to be executed by firing squad. The execution is scheduled for tonight. CBS's Anna Schechter on why Sigmund decided against the electric chair.
His lawyer cited issues with burning, mutilation that can come from that, and cited the age of the electric chair that is used in the state.
Sigmund was convicted of beating to death his then-girlfriend's parents with a baseball bat. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Let's talk about an ugly word, debt. I'm Navy veteran Phil Briggs, and at my lowest point, I was drowning in credit card debt until I turned to Navy Federal Credit Union. Their cash rewards and cash rewards plus cards now offer a 0% intro APR on credit card balance transfers for 12 months. So dominate your debt with Navy Federal Credit Union, where our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA after the intro rate expires. Variable APRs are 14.9% to 18% based on credit worthiness. Rates are subject to change. ATM fees for cash advances are up to $1 at non-Navy Federal ATMs. Offer ends March 31st, 2025.
We've learned the finalists for this year's World Video Game Hall of Fame.
The 12 finalists include Frogger, which cemented a place in pop culture on a 1998 episode of Seinfeld, along with Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare, Defender, GoldenEye, Mattel Football, and Angry Birds. Rovio's 2009 game was downloaded billions of times. It launched movies and merch. The announcement opens a week of public voting. The winners will be inducted May 8th at the Hall's new space inside the Strong National Museum of Play in Rochester. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
Just 650 of the 8,200 Marines and soldiers discharged from the military for refusing to get a COVID vaccine have expressed interest in putting the uniform back on. They've actually been allowed to rejoin since 2020. But President Trump's recent order that they be given back pay was expected to spur more interest. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather. It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a little light snow off and on at times later this morning through about mid-afternoon. Our high today, 36. Tonight, clear 25. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. We're back to near 50 with sunshine on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
For walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes. But it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Seen her? Oh.
another day comes to an end. I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
gotta go home. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. The movie wasn't so hot, it didn't have much of a plot. We fell asleep, our goose is cooked, our reputation is shot.
Smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow. Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
Years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Clef community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Love, my baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows. takes, and she knows how to use it. Our baby loves, our baby loves loving.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too, spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
That dream so real.
One can talk about being in love.
Two can say how it really feels.
One can wish upon a star.
Two can make that wish come true, yeah.
One can stand alone in the dark.
Two can make the light shine through.
It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby.
Me and you.
It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Make a dream come true. Just take two. One can have a broken heart, living in misery.
Two can really ease the pain like a perfect remedy.
something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
I keep on dancing for dancing on a crank of drink right now. Dancing on a shaky, shaky thing. Come on and show me how you work. Now you're in motion. Time you gotta do the locomotion, yeah. Dancing on a crank, don't worry, keep on waiting. Shake it every perfect dance.
Listen.
green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. When you toss a coin, you hear it sing. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a bag down a pretty fourth and fine, selling little bottles of love potion number nine. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign.
Dreams, they're for those
those who sleep. Life is for us to keep. And if you're wondering what this all is leading to, I want to make it with you. I really think that we could make it. Time will tell. If you believe the things that I do, and we'll see it through. Life can be short or long. Love can be right or make it with you. I really think that we could make it, girl.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye.
CBS News Brief. President Trump has once again paused tariffs on Mexico and Canada. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has a reaction from Toronto.
They're sick of being pushed around, and they're not quite sure what it is the president wants done by early April to call off this trade war entirely.
Mary Comans, chief finance officer at FEMA, tells CBS News her firing comes after Elon Musk spread false claims about her work on X.
My name has been slandered. I've been personally attacked. My family has been harassed.
She's among more than 200 FEMA workers who've been let go. We'll get new monthly jobs numbers later this morning. Labor experts expect to see a slight uptick in new hires, but CBS's Jill Schlesinger says the information will not be comprehensive.
The February report is not going to incorporate all of the actions taken by the federal government, including the hiring freeze, the buyout offer, and those layoffs of probationary federal workers.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen starts